Blog Talk Radio.
Encourage you to check those out as well as the blog.
And let's see. Okay, so well, first, before we dive into the awesome show, so do we know much about this new doctor that's coming to town, Rose? I hear that there's some new guy coming to town. Do we know anything about that?
About what?
About the new
I missed it,
doctor
sorry.
coming to town, or?
There is an actual tweet from the new actor that says he's the new doctor coming to town, and it makes it sound like he is not a replacement for Skylar Yancey, which I'm just going to cross my fingers because I love Skylar Yancey, and I just cannot imagine them replacing him. But
Same here.
so
Same here.
far,
They
yes.
hope not.
So far, other than rumor mill, I haven't seen anything officially announcing that he's a recast, just that he's a new doctor in town.
Okay. Well,
So I'm gonna.
I had
I'm
heard
gonna.
that Buzzworthy tweeted something about it, so I don't know if Novell has the scoop on that or what, but I'm pretty bummed
Well,
if that's the case. I mean, welcome to the new guy, but we're really close. We really love Skyler, so I hope it's not the case because I really, really would miss him if they were recasting.
I
So,
think that's where I read the tweet from the actor was on that
okay.
particular site you were talking about. I believe that's where I read the tweet that said that he was the new doctor in town, but
I thought they
it
said
didn't
something
actually
about
say who.
Cameron or Cam. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I
Oh,
have a.
you're right. You're right. I recently saw a Twitter picture of the new doctor's face with Dr. Cameron Davis on a badge.
Oh, the
You're
plot
right.
thickens.
I saw that in the last couple of days. You're right. I
Yeah, I
saw
just
that.
now remembered that. I haven't been on Twitter much, and that just popped into my head. Somebody had texted me about that, and I completely forgot about that part, but. Yeah, so I'm not real happy. I mean, nothing, no offense to the new actor, haven't even seen anything about him or anything, but
And he's a model.
we really love Skylar, so I really, really, really hope that that's not the case, but it's not sounding real good for the home team right now, so I don't know what they're doing. So that sucks. I'm really bummed about that if that's the case, because I really like Cameron and Abby together, and I really like the actor who plays Cameron, so anyway. Well, we'll let that rest for now because we don't know, but it doesn't sound real promising at this point, so
It doesn't sound promising, but I'm gonna cross my fingers because I really like Skylar, so.
yeah, so do I. Unless maybe he got a new gig or something. I mean, if it's something he wanted to do, more power to him, but usually they have contracts, and so usually they don't get out of them that easily, so if it's their idea as opposed to the show. So I sure hope that's not the case because we really like him. So he's been awesome to the fans and he's sweet. And let's face it, he's great. He's great shirtless or with a shirt, either way, either way applies.
And he's another one that'll tweet you back if you tweet him at
Yeah,
Skylar
he's really,
Yancey.
yeah, at Skylar. You just have to spell his name right.
Schuyler.
Skuyler. Is that right?
Yes. And then
Okay, and then.
Yancey. Yancey.
Okay. Yeah, he's a sweetie. So yeah, I don't know what the story is behind all that, but we wish him well if they really are making that change, but I sure hope they aren't because that would suck.
I really hope they're not. I mean, there's so many other places they could change, not that one.
I know, definitely. Okay, so I don't know. I feel the need to get this off my chest right away, and this is where the PG-13 might come in. Okay, so I thought it was a real cutesy little gimmick to show this person in a hat from the back showing up with Stefano, and implying that that was Kate. I'm sure that was the implication, was that we were supposed to think that was Kate, because in the previous episode she had said that she still was in love with Stefano. And so, of course, we knew it was Kristen. Those of us who, follow anything about the show knew she was appearing. So we knew that it was going to be Kristen. But I just have to say, it pissed me off because it was like almost symbolic. Like, okay, so he dumps Kate, and now, okay, even though Kristen's his daughter and not his love interest, is kind of like almost like a changing of the guards kind of thing, and that pissed the hell out of me. PG-13 right there. Okay. So, not happy at all about that.
And he wants this girl who's not blood to fix his boys.
Right. Yeah. It's just a mess. Well, I mean, you know, and I hope they fix State down the road, because I love Stefano and Kate together, even though I was really enjoying Ian, except that they totally screwed up his story and ruined everything and wrote him off. But I'm not bitter. Okay, yes, I'm still bitter. But anyway, glad he's on GH now. And guess what? I actually DVR'd all of this week's GH because I'm looking forward to watching him on that show. I haven't watched General Hospital regularly in like 2 or 3 decades maybe, but I'm watching it because he's on. So there you go. Note to Days of Our Lives. You effed up big time. Okay. Anyway, I was not happy. It was a cutesy little ploy for us to think, oh, Stefano and Kate are getting reunited. And then, no, it was almost kind of like a wah, wah, wah. It's just Kristen. That's how I felt about it, even though I knew it was going to be her. And I'm not trying to bash the actress. So anybody who's a fan of hers, I have nothing against the actress. You know, I watched Y&R back in the 80s. I know who she is. She's fine. She's perfectly talented actress and everything. I just, you know, I didn't watch Days during the period that Kristen was on and her other 4 characters that she played. But from what I remember hearing over the years is that she was on every day, all day long for however many years that she was on. And you know what? Maybe it was entertaining back then. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I know Susan Banks annoys the hell out of me. So I don't know. You know, just a few clips that I've seen of her over the years. But, you know, I want to have an open mind about this, but my feeling is that Kate's going to be shelved, and, you know, we're going to see Kristen 24/7 for the next 3 months or so, and I'm not happy about that because
she's going to be a part of the Dawn of Marlena show,
uh-huh.
And she's going to be a part of Stefano trying to put Dad and EJ back together.
Right.
So she's got several storylines going, revolving around her.
Right, and I know of a few other aspects she's going to be involved in, too. So it's just just from things I've heard. So I just am like, geez, are we really going to have to see this character every single day now? And that's the problem. That is a fundamental problem with Days. It's particularly bad with Tomlin because he did it with Melanie. He did it with Nick twice. He did it with, I mean, the problem is that Days does not know how to bring characters back or introduce new characters without hitting us over the head with them. Remember when Daniel first came on?
Oh.
Daniel 24/7, Daniel the miracle working doctor, Daniel the miracle worker, Daniel the doctor who could do no wrong, Daniel the woman-loving doctor, Daniel the child-molesting doctor. You know, it just, he was on all the time. Did the same thing with Melanie, and they don't, and, you know, many other characters. They did it with Nick this time. I'm really enjoying Nick now, but I didn't enjoy him the first month he was back on because he was on every freaking day.
Yeah.
So it's just, Dave just does not know how to handle that, and it just annoys the crap out of me. You should allow a character, yes, you want them to reappear and be, you know, an exciting part of the show, but you don't want to hit the audience over the head with those characters. Because then they tune them out.
Yeah.
They don't want to watch that all the time.
Jen in the chat room is saying it's still Daniel 24/7 right now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you want to take that? Hey, why don't we go to the wardrobe while we mention Daniel? Why don't you take that one?
Oh, you know, you spent the entire pregnancy of Nicole's. And, again, this is PG-13 because I don't know what I'm going to say. But you take this entire 9 months of pregnancy where she just looks so awesome. And, I mean, she wears it well, and she looks awesome. And, I mean, it's like she's going to a 5-star hotel every night. I mean, she's just bust to the hilt. And you put her in a muumuu.
Not only a muumuu, but
a paisley muumuu.
With dusty grandma colors.
If you had put those jeans of Sammy's on under that shirt, they probably would have matched.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was really, really disappointed. disappointed in the shirt.
We discussed this before the show. We know that she's in a bad situation. She shouldn't look like she's dressed to the nines when she's about to, her baby's about to die and all. But still, it's like, and then I kept thinking what a god-awful outfit that was. And then when Daniel appeared in the scene and I realized they matched the pink in his shirt, matched the pink in her dress, the dusty rose or whatever the heck it was, I was like, okay, I really hope you didn't do this just so you two could match, because that would be really pathetic. But it's like, seriously, I mean, now I know that wardrobe goes along with mood and what you're trying to do with the character, so, we get that. But that was just, I know this is nitpicky, but hey, that's what we do, right?
That was way over the line, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, going from as chic as Nicole has been her entire pregnancy to that, I mean.
It's almost as if she, actually accidentally put on one of Jennifer's outfits for a minute.
That's all I was going to say. Maybe she borrowed one of Jennifer's shirts. That's
well,
horrible.
That
I'm sorry.
That would have been a full-length dress of Jennifer. But
oh, that's horrible. See, that's where the PG-13 comes in.
that must have been Jennifer's going out on the town night outfit. Nicole put it on his shirt. But anyway, no. Yeah,
I mean, she had some awesome outfits, and I've seen I remember one week you guys were talking about the hoochie dress that Sammy was wearing, which happened to be actually a shirt that Nicole wore at one point in time. So,
oh, that's funny. I never knew that.
So they kind of share their wardrobes, but that one was just, I don't know, I mean. I mean, no offense to any actors whatsoever, but that shirt had to be burned.
Should have been burned before she put it on.
I mean, I who am not fashion, I go
forward.
Out in sweats and a t-shirt,
fashion forward.
But I wouldn't wear that.
On the topic of Nicole, we might as well, the big elephant in the room, no pun intended, is, how much Dave sucks for not letting her have that baby. I'm just so
mad. Oh, I know. I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I really, really, really thought that, and it may still be true, I have no idea, this is not a spoiler, this is just my own thoughts here, but I really, really thought they were going to go ahead and let her have that baby in the way of a Chelsea, Georgia storyline where Stefano took the baby. Now, maybe Stefano didn't think, maybe Stefano set it all up, and maybe he didn't think that Nicole would go back crazy and fall down the stairs and lose the baby anyway.
Right.
I don't know, but
I mean, the end result is the same. The only thing I can think of, and honestly, I didn't get to see Fridays yet, but the only thing I can think of is that if Cameron turns out to be a Demira or something, and he's in on the plot, he's not a good guy after all, which that would be actually kind of fun.
No, because she held the baby.
She held
the dead baby and cried.
That just absolutely sucks. I just can't even.
No,
unless they found another dead baby and placed it on her while they shifted the other one out the back. I don't know.
I don't know. Maxine handed her the baby, and I don't see Maxine as being on the Demira payroll.
That makes me so mad, because I was holding out the hope that it was a Demira plot and that they were going to put her under and then she was going to.
Yeah, me too.
The baby, and she really didn't. I mean, that would have been a good story. This sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, after all this time, granted, I know this is a TV show. I mean, I do know these aren't real people. But still, for all these months, we've invested in this baby. And most of the time on the show, if somebody's going to have sex, something's going to happen. They're either going to get a disease, they're going to get caught, they're going to have a kid, something's going to happen. Just like I'm anticipating, Gabby's probably
going to
be pregnant, but anyway.
I was just going to say, what about Gabby? She's about to get pregnant, don't you think?
Yeah, I keep waiting for that shoe to drop. But, and then we'll have to listen to her whine for 9 months, but oh well. mean, why is that different than the other 9 months we listened to her whine? But anyway, I don't know. I just, but that would actually be a good plot. That would be a good plot twist, in my opinion. I know we don't want babies around yet. Huh?
Yeah, the only plot I can think of at this point where they can actually make it into a storyline is if Stefano had every plan of taking that baby, or EJ did, or whatever, and Nicole lost it and threw herself down the stairs killing the baby, and it was her fault. Otherwise, you know, I want to scream and say all kinds of words that I shouldn't be saying on this show. So
yeah, maybe we should have done a rated R warning at the beginning. I could have freed us up. We done a rated R instead of a rated PG at the beginning.
Yeah, we probably should have rated it R, because the way I'm feeling about this whole storyline, I mean, and I'm a big E. Jammy fan. Everybody knows it, but there is no way I wanted Nicole to lose that baby, not this late into the pregnancy. And who, in their right mind, is going to tell you that your baby is dead at 9 months pregnant and then let you walk the streets and make an appointment to come back and be induced?
And the way that whole substitute doctor thing and all, it just smelled of the Demira plot. It totally did. And the fact that the records were down that day and she didn't let Nicole see the monitor, and I mean, there's all these things that line up, and the doctor was so, like, you know, didn't she even say something like, your baby's dead? I mean, she didn't just say, your baby's not with us anymore, your baby's gone, or, you know, your baby didn't make it, it's like, your baby's dead? I mean, thanks, you know, for the compassion.
Yeah.
The so,
and unfortunately, I had a neighbor who actually did lose a baby late term like that.
Oh.
Way back when not in this house, but at another house I lived in. But she really did lose her baby late term. But they didn't release her from the hospital. They induced that night and got it done. They didn't release her until it was done. You don't just release a woman carrying a child that's dead. You just, it's awful.
It's awful. It is awful. The whole way it was handled was just awful. I mean, Dave doesn't ever do anything right as far as the medical side of things, you know, but it's just, the whole thing was just awful. And so I've been pissed about this since the moment I heard that this was going to happen. And I was just clinging to the hope that it really was going to be a plot. And, you know, okay, I can understand the karma, that Nicole should get some karma for taking Sydney back in the day and all that. I mean, I can understand that for a while. But, and then that would be a really cool story to have the kids show up later kind of thing. But I just, this whole thing smacks of, and I'm Greg Vaughn's coming on. I mean, I think he's hot, and I really liked him, you know, just from what I did see of little clips here and there of GH. You know, I didn't really follow the show for a lot of years, but I know of him, and he's pretty hot. And I'm glad Eric Brady's coming back, but if this was all, you know, pump the kid so she can have sex with, you know, Eric Brady in a few months, I mean, that's going to piss me off. Because, I mean, hopefully it triggers some sort of huge story for her. But I just feel like, you know, maybe I've heard he's going to be a priest. Maybe they bond over her loss or whatever. But I'm just...
But I heard that he didn't have any scenes with Ari to begin with. That he only recently had scenes with Ari.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
He's got scenes with Sammy right off the bat, but he didn't say anything about Ari.
I just want to blast Palma's ass so bad, and I probably will, because I haven't honestly been on Twitter much lately, and I haven't been watching the show as faithfully as I usually do, so I haven't been as invested, just partly because of this whole knowing Nicole is going to lose the baby. It just pissed me off. And, but anyway, so I can't even believe that they're doing that still, but, I was kind of glad, even though I can't stand Daniel, I was kind of glad that he was still going to go with her out of town. I was glad he didn't, like, weep a lot of that, so, but, oh, I don't know, I guess that's his one saving grace for the day, but, and now what's this with, you know, Jennifer acting like she's got two heads that are spinning around in opposite directions? What is
Jennifer has lost her mind. You know, honestly, looking at it from what I can tell, I mean, she did just lose Jack, and I think we're finally starting to see that that she doesn't know which way is up without Jack by her side.
Yeah. Well, it's about damn time, because it's, so far it's acting like she was more concerned with Daniel than she has been with Jack, you know. I mean, well, when she mentioned that she thinks about him all the time, I was like, well, show us. Don't tell us. We never see you thinking about Jack or talking about
Jack.
Yeah,
pick up his picture and cry for a few minutes. That would be better than watching Nicole hold her baby.
Yeah, or even flashbacks or something. I don't know. It just really, So, yeah, so she turned into psycho, so whatever. I guess that's going to be an issue. You know, I guess that's going to be the next.
And Nicole's sending her to jail, so
yeah.
That's what I hear anyway.
Honestly, that's kind of awesome. I don't know. I just kind of like, Jennifer's been such a twit. I'm just kind of like, you know, that's kind of cool. I'm glad she's going to jail for right now. But
yeah,
you know,
and who stays in jail for long in Salem, really?
Right, exactly. It's Jennifer's turn to be in an orange jumpsuit, you know, so whatever. So, and
what does Daniel picking up and just leaving town with Nicole? I mean, really? And then Maggie, oh my gosh, I love Maggie. I love her to death. I do not want Sarah on my case here. I love Maggie. I love Maggie. But since when does Maggie sit there and basically badmouth Jennifer?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, Maggie's known Jennifer her whole life. You know, if Maggie was going to stand there and get mad at Daniel about taking off, don't you think she'd turn around and say, Nicole put you up to this? Not Jennifer did.
Yeah, that was weird. Since you mentioned Sarah, it was nice to see magic, I have to admit. And I thought it was a sweet line when he said, well, when Victor said, the whole told Daniel, well, Maggie was crying, and I asked her why, you know. So I was like, oh.
Yeah,
that was really sweet.
I was like, aww.
I know. He's still
and just
so goes
to show they tell each other everything, and it was like, that was so sweet.
I know. And they do look so adorable together. But, the whole thing.
I know we've got a lot more B words to do, but let's take this one caller here. We've got and see what they have to say, because so far we've done a lot of complaining. We got a lot more to go, but I want to see what they have to say. I believe it's Kenneth. Hold on a second, let me get him on.
Great.
Hello,
Kenneth. There you are. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Okay. Well, the complaining is not going to stop here. I must admit, you know, I tell you, this show it's a good show at times, and it's a bad show at times, and it's just like, what you want to ask yourself, what is the thinking behind Corday and this madness? I mean, it's like, you want to stay on air, but then you want to get canceled at the same time. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, because, okay, case in point.
I'm so glad we're not alone. Go ahead.
Case in point, you have, Daryl and Marlene, okay, true enough, the stories really didn't pop like it needed to, but you mean to tell me you get rid of Emmy award-winning writers, instead of making it better, you made it worse. Why not hire on Sherry Anderson in some capacity, like a story consultant or something like that, or even they have Lorraine Broderick now, but imagine if you had Daryl and Marlene, Lorraine Broderick. And Sherry Anderson. Okay, Young and the Restless would be toast. I mean, seriously, toast, because Sherry has the pop. She knows the pop, and she knows the history better than anyone else.
Absolutely.
And I've seen, I have YouTubed her. I am YouTubed out on Sherry Anderson right now.
She is awesome. We've interviewed her two or three different times over the years, and she is amazing. I mean, she basically was one of the people who invented super couples. She did Luke and Laura. She did the Days of Our Lives super couples in the 80s.
She knows how to write romance. She knows how to write story.
And see, and that's what we need to get.
And Marlene and Bill brought our beloved characters back to their normal selves, and we can't even recognize them now.
And that's what is missing, the element of story, you know, because for a long period of time, when I was watching during the Daryl and Marlene era, I'm like, oh my God, it's relevant again. You know, it's relevant.
Right.
You know, it's something tangible that I can take away, you know, and apply to my life. You know, just knowing that, hey, somebody's writing a story that I can relate to. I'm not alone in this. Okay,
right.
I don't know if NBC is interfering or whatever else, but I mean, it just doesn't make sense, and someone's not being truthful. And I really wish that I could get a hold of Greg Ming and ask him what the F? Are you kidding me?
PG-13 rating.
Are you kidding me? I mean,
yeah, there is a comment line. You can always leave messages at the comment line.
It's been cool lately.
Oh my God! You know, I just you know. I always ask what is coming next, because you get used to one thing and then something else happens. I mean, this is like, I mean, they've had, over the past couple of years, they've had so many different head writers. You had that debacle that oh my God, of Dina, whatever the girl name is.
Oh, I know.
And then you had, well, before her, you had Schaefer. Schaefer, he was only there for a hot second. And before then, you had James E. Riley, and now you got this. I mean, I don't know.
You know, the thing of it is, like, you know, I mean, there were things that I was critical of Mardar as well, but you know, one of the things that I did love is I liked the political, the election. It was a story. It gave people jobs. I mean, you know, Jennifer was working, Nicole was working, EJ was working, Abe was working, Lexi and Abe had a story. You know, there was
who's mayor now?
Yeah, nobody's. I mean, wait, the city practically blows up from gas leaks, and nobody's even in charge.
I know there was mentioned before on a different show that Caroline was in charge. Well, she's got Alzheimer's now, so
she's not in charge of herself.
And then it's like I also liked the way they started out. I mean, I didn't like the way Stefano tested Kate. That was full BS. But I liked how they brought a man from Kate's past in, though. And then between the fights between NBC and the writers, they end up botching that whole story, and now look, EGH has the benefit of Ian's great acting now, you know? And it's just that stop and start. They just can't afford to keep stopping and starting and stopping and starting, because we all know when they make a big change, like the writers or whatever, we know that everything is going to get scrapped. Pretty much everything that Mardar did, literally Tomlin has undone or killed off.
Okay, but Ian is rocking it at GH. I watched those episodes, and he is absolutely rocking it. You should have seen Luke's face when he walked into Anna and Duke in an embrace. It was awesome.
I recorded all week's episodes, and I'm watching them this weekend. I'm excited. But, you know, but that's the thing. Here they have somebody who is, you know, ratings gold, and he and Lauren Coslow had great on-screen chemistry. They had great potential. And they just totally drove the story into the ground. So, and that wasn't Mardar's fault. That was NBC's fault.
Oh God.
It's so frustrating. And so now they've killed off this old baby. That story could have so many legs. You know, it could have had so many ramifications. And I still am in denial that that's the end of the story. I still cannot believe that they actually did show the baby dead. I was really hoping they'd knock her out.
No, they actually put the baby dead in her arms, wrapped in a blanket.
I mean, what is the thinking? I mean, the last interview that was done was with Greg Ming, and he said that that the reasoning behind hiring the two people that were fired in the first place was that they were not yes men. They were, he said, especially with Greg Tomlin was someone who was knowledgeable about Dave's history. I tell you, you cannot. Well, there's one thing about being knowledgeable about history, but there's another thing when you rewrite history based off how you see it.
Right. Exactly. And it seems like everything is being rewritten in the way of history. I mean, I know they showed a great Sammy and Rafe first date scene. Well, I don't remember it that way. I remember them being at the safe house, not having a picnic on the beach where she falls in. Maybe
yes.
I'm remembering it wrong.
Yes.
But I don't remember that first date.
If they had it, it wasn't on film.
That's what I was thinking, too. And then I thought, well, did I just fast forward through that because I hated him then? I hate him now? I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. That's what I was thinking when I watched it, too. Did I just fast forward through that part? Because I sure don't remember it.
And that's the other thing. And, you know, I've always been honest about I like Lumi and I like Ijami and I like the conflict between those two forces. So, I was cool with either way or them going back and forth again. But for them to reverse course after all the hot scenes they had with Ijami, that they would just suddenly, and after the great scenes she had with Lucas for 3 or 4 months, either way, for all of a sudden it to be back to Rafe just disgusts me. I'm just like,
it's not just back to Rafe, because, I mean, honestly, I can handle whatever they want to throw at me, but it's the fact that she's back to being dumb. My opinion on this, and it's just an opinion, again, it's just a speculation. The last scene we had with Sammy and EJ was EJ begging her to find out the truth, look Rafe in the eyes and find out the truth, that baby is not Rafe. And
right.
She said, okay, she'll do that. And then next thing we know, she's all goo-goo-gaga over Rafe. Now, the only storyline I can possibly think of that's coming out of this is that she is playing Rafe to get the truth.
Yes. I think that's what's happening.
That would make it good, then.
Have you guys looked at the spoilers yet?
I have not looked at the spoilers.
Okay, so I would not say anything. I would just say...
Oh, you can. That's fine. Nobody says you can't say spoilers.
I do believe that coming up, if not this week, coming up the week after, that whole debacle comes out and basically that is supposed to sever the Rafe and Sammy storyline. So it's supposed to be back to Ijami. I'm not really sure about that, but. James Scott had did an interview, and he said that, you know, he really wants to, he would really love to get back to the Ijami stuff, because he said that it works. He said him and Allison Sweeney had a wonderful, wonderful relationship.
And you know, Rafe and Sammy would be great if they worked, but when you dumb down a character that has spent all of her life scheming and getting one up on somebody else, it just doesn't work for me.
Yes.
So I'm going to cross my fingers that she's playing Rafe and helping EJ.
Yes.
Oh, good. Well,
And
Kenneth, I was going to ask you what your thoughts were, because I know you're obviously familiar with the show for many years, a longtime fan. What do you think? Because you already heard my opinion. If you were on the phone when you heard my opinion of Kristen's return, what are your thoughts?
Kristen, I don't think I have an opinion just yet, because I don't know where they're going to go with the character.
Okay.
If they're going to do the same thing that they've done before, I don't know if I would be really interested. I mean, I really want to see an evolution go on with her. I want to see her evolve. I want to see many different layers to her. I don't want to see 8 or 9 different different people she's playing.
Now, see, I have read that they are not going to go there with Susan and all the other characters. It's going to be just Kristen.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see, although it was good and all that stuff, but, I mean, at that time it was all right, but we're in a different time now, so I would really want to see them really actually give her a story, and hopefully they'll give her a new love interest, somebody that hasn't been the kind of women like Dr. Daniel Jonas. Anyway,
I have a feeling we're going to end up with John and Marlena, but
it's only natural, I think, to go back there for a short period of time because there's unfinished business there.
Hoping that when John turns her down, she'd go after Brady.
I'm hearing that Brady and Jen might have something, so I don't really know.
I just hope Brady has somebody.
That's what I heard. But this is a shout out to Sherry Anderson or somebody. If y'all are listening, if you're following on Twitter, listen. Look, Sherry, you've already written the books. You know the characters better than anybody, and I'm pretty sure you would do great with the people that are there with the new characters and stuff like that. If you're listening, please go to NBC and beat the hell out of them. Say something to them. Do something. I do not want to lose a show that I have been watching ever since I was a teenager, because I'm an actor myself, I'm a singer myself, and I've learned and studied from the best by watching, and I don't really like what I see right now. It's just like kind of like lackluster, lazy storytelling.
Yeah.
How many times are we going to have to kill Stefano in order to? In order to prove a point, you know, anytime you bring a character like Stefano back, that is just lazy storytelling. That means that you're too lazy to create another villain, and which I think
they had one. They had an awesome villain.
Ian was great. I was getting ready to say that, but yet they did what was easy.
Yeah.
And
the other thing is they're backburnering Kate too, and Kate's one of the most fun characters on the show, in my opinion, one of the most interesting characters. And you know, now Kristen's going to be on every day. I can just tell she's going to be on every day. She's going to be dominating all the Demira stuff. And what would have really been cool, what I would have liked to have seen, is if they were going to kill Stefano off, or even faux kill him off, that she and Ian would have gotten, you know, they would have worked things out and gotten cozy, and just when things started, like, getting good for them, then maybe Stefano comes back and, shakes up the apple cart or something. But, Ian, they just barely scratched the surface. Buchanan and James Scott had a few scenes together, and they were so dynamic. And even when they had the scenes with Stefano at the end, it's like those guys, you throw Kate in the middle of Stefano, EJ, and Ian, and that is ratings gold. And it just sickens me that they let that actor slip through the cracks, or they just didn't even give him his due.
Yeah.
Didn't write for him.
Yeah.
I could have wrote a story based off of, let's say Ian knew Kristen, right? And it was their idea to kill Stefano off as revenge for Kristen.
And Jen is asking, how many different ways can you kill him? I just want to give a shout-out to the chat room. I am watching, and I will get to all these questions that you have thrown out there. But Jen in the chat room is saying, how many different ways can you actually kill Stefano?
Oh, honey, plenty of ways. Poison, gun, you can stab him, you can choke him, you can hit him with a car, run him over. You can bear him alive.
Bring back the steps of the pier and let him fall down the stairs, right?
or or like he did when back in the '80s when Marlena shot him, he fell off that building in the warehouse they were at, which was great storytelling back then. Marlena was such a strong woman back then. She really didn't need no man. Hell, I was scared of her myself.
Love it.
That's the type of storytelling.
I admired her back in the day too, when I was a teenager.
That is what makes me watch, you know, and that is what makes women watch as well, because you're showing them in a strong light. They're not always subservient, you know. They're not always weak and meek, and you know, everything is all man. She said, "Oh no, honey, I will put you away quickly. You have taken the last of anything from me."
And you know, that's my problem with Sammy, is she's got that same spark, and yet when she's with Rafe, she has none of it.
Right.
Oh, so disgusting. I am so disgusted, girls. I tell you. Lord have mercy.
And I'm not a Rafe hater. I don't hate him. Just
it doesn't
stop
it doesn't,
coming
it does
down
not work.
Sammy for him.
You know, there was a line I remember back a couple of years ago when EJ said to Sammy, "I love you the way you are."
Yes,
exactly.
I love you the way you are.
And you know, he said something about, she said something to this week about how, to Rafe, about how she wanted to be a better person because of him. And he said something like, "I love you the way you are." And I was like, bullshit.
Through the braid that we heard all about.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people saw that on Twitter, but everybody was complaining about the braid she was wearing back to Fashionista here. I didn't think it was that bad, actually.
Too bad. But
I hate that widow's peak, though. That widow peak kind of bothered me a little bit. But it's all right now.
When is she going to start learning to dress in jeans for her dates with Rafe? Because every time they go on a date, it's to the pub or the coffee house, and she's always dressed to the nines, and I'm like,
Yes, and like I said, that hoochie dress that she was wearing was actually one of Nicole's old shirts, so...
That is a design issue. Maybe I need to just have a minute to talk to them and get them some etiquette classes or something. I mean, hell, I could do better than that.
Hey, before we forget, Kenneth, what is your Twitter handle?
Mine is KBSoul365.
Say that again.
KBSoul 365. Underscore
KBSOL.
SOUL.
SUL.
You know what? Let me find out myself here, because I don't want to tell y'all the wrong thing. It's KBSOL 365.
I'm coffee huge. I'll be following you.
Send it to me so I can follow too. I'm sure.
All right. It's funny. I gotta say, my mom doesn't watch the show, but we had lunch earlier this week, and she says, "You know, I was at the gym working out, and all of a sudden I looked up, and she's like, I saw Lauren on screen. She looks so pretty, and she was with a young guy, and she goes, and it was really hot." And I was like, "That's just Lauren. She makes any guy hot on that show. She's just the way she, you know, I think she was talking about the scenes with her, with Kate and Nick. They were so cute." And, you know, even though they weren't really trying to be hot, I don't think, they still were.
I got a quick question. I believe Greg Mean lied to me. You know, I don't like when people lie to me. I'm gonna get him, because didn't he say that he was going to weave people in and out if they could?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
You mean, like what do you mean? Like
he said he was going to weave, he said they were going to weave characters in and out if they could.
Oh, yeah, that means, like, I took that to mean that he was saying, like, oh, some of these favorites that are leaving, like, you know, Jack, well, hello, they killed him off. It's kind of hard to weave him back in if he's dead, you know?
Well, we don't know if he's necessarily dead. You see how many times they tried to kill him, Death Note.
I took it to mean that they were going to try to do more than one storyline, which I've seen. They've gotten Hope going, Bo, and they've gotten Caroline, which I want to address before we hang up tonight.
Yes.
They've gotten Magic back involved, and during the week we had everybody from the show on at one point in time.
That's true. That's a good point.
Rather than only focusing on Ijami or focusing on this, they weaved all the characters into the storylines throughout the whole week.
I mean, the only thing I'm really clinging to right now as a really legitimate story right now is really the whole Caroline thing, and I really hope they do that justice. And
yes.
and the Will story, which I preferred better under Mardok, because
yes.
I don't know what the hell they were thinking by letting him sleep with Gabby. I mean, I'm a gay guy. I would never do that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And it's just God.
Yeah.
Now, see, I have to admit that I was not a big Gabby fan at all, but she does really, really well with Nick. I really
like her
with Nick.
She really does.
Yeah.
I think
they finally found
a niche for her.
Exactly.
I need a pill, girl.
So, thank you, Kenneth. Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
And, thank you for calling.
Keep on listening, because we'll keep our bitch session going, I'm sure.
Yes. I will be on the couch. I will be on the couch with y'all girls.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling.
All right. Y'all be good.
Right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love him. I'm so glad he called in.
Yes, I am too. And, okay, so we've got a whole bunch of chat room stuff. We've got a lot of people in there, and I want to address some of their stuff because we didn't, we really only addressed major issues like Nicole. Can I cuss yet? Okay. No. Peter and Peggy, they rocked their scenes.
They did. They were
wonderful. They rocked their scenes. That was brought up by Jen, I believe. Jen brought that up.
Yes, I have to admit, that's a really good story right now. Like Kenneth said, I just hope they don't screw it up. But yeah, I mean, not the actors, but the storytelling, you know.
Yeah, and I'm already upset because my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and it just seems to be moving way too fast. It's just too fast and too many. I mean,
I know that Diva Carey, she interviewed Peggy McKay. It was a great honor too. I mean, this woman's won a Daytime Emmy. And I think she said something about how it wasn't like they were getting rid of her character or anything like that.
They promised they wouldn't get rid of her.
My gut feeling on this is that because this is going to be a story that ushers Peter out somehow. I haven't figured out how.
Well,
it should usher Peter out,
but it should also usher Chloe and Parker in.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, how would they be associated with Caroline, though?
I just, from listening to that particular interview, I remember her saying something about the paternity test.
Oh, that was the paternity test. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be related or not. Maybe it will. Maybe not. But I think they probably are expediting this initial diagnosis phase. Probably because they know Peter, you know, they have to wrap Peter fairly quickly now, I think.
He's gone in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, so whatever causes him to leave town or leave the screen or whatever,
is he actually leaving town now? I was under the impression he was going to be a Mickey Horton and just kind of in the background taking care of Ma.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's
the impression I got. Was that he canceled his trip and he was going to stick around.
Okay. Well,
Well, maybe that's what they're doing then. I don't know, because I haven't been watching the spoilers and everything. But yeah, I will say that that story, they're knocking it out of the park so far. And that's the thing, you know. You don't have to, a story doesn't have to be sexy. It doesn't have to even involve your favorite
Mm-mm.
characters or whatever. But great acting, which, you know what, most of the actors on Days of Our Lives are great actors. They really
awesome.
Are really
yes.
talented actors. They're seasoned actors. They've been on a long time. I always mention Lauren Coslow because she rocks. She rocks in any scenario they give her. You know, with any actor they
yep.
give her. They give her to one.
And I have to say, I cried. I cried when Peggy and Caroline announced that she was going home right now, and don't you dare
oh.
follow me. And
oh.
and Peter, as Beau, turned around and said, Ma, look around you.
Look around.
And
oh,
I cried.
Killed.
I lost it.
So far, that just shows you they are capable of writing a good story, and they are capable, and obviously the actors are up to the task. It's just getting the right stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenneth, I thought Kenneth hit on something good, too, with the Will and the Sunny story. I did like the Will story leading up to when Tomlin took over a lot better than since Tomlin. For one thing, I really enjoyed the EJ and Will dynamic, and that's completely gone now. That was a great dynamic.
Yeah, now he's best friends with Rafe again. Sorry.
Yeah, and I don't get it. And then the other thing is, well, I think Sonny and Will are cute together, and I'm fine with it. But I just think the writing for the story, for his coming to terms with him being gay and everything, the whole writing for that was so good up to the point of Tomlin taking over. And now
yeah.
for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because
And then what happened to Lucas in that storyline? You know,
right.
he was all for Will coming out, and then
yeah.
now he's freaking out on him.
Well, I do admit that I was upset about that at first, but then when he really articulated his feelings, and, like, I loved his scenes with Kate, I think it was it Monday, his scenes with Lucas and Kate, you know, where she was defending Will and stuff, but that he was just being honest, you know? It's hard for me to see my son, walk into a room and see my son kissing another guy. I mean, that was a hard, you know, and I think that's a fair thing to be, you know, that a parent might have that feeling. I mean, probably a lot of parents, it would be hard for them to see their kid growing up and kissing anybody, no matter what sex, you know, what sex they are and what, you know, sexual orientation they are. It's a little bit awkward to see your kid kissing somebody.
Yeah, see, Jen is saying up to the point where they turned Lucas into the bad guy and Will ended up sleeping with Gabby. That's where she pretty much lost it.
The only thing that will salvage the Will sleeping with Gabby thing is that, I mean, since he is a legacy character and he is, you know, a Horton and a Brady, you know, if that's the only opportunity he's ever going to have, I mean, no, maybe not. Maybe he would adopt, or maybe they'll have a story where he and Sonny, you know, have a child, or whoever he's with at the time will have a child down the road. But in terms of having a biological child, maybe they're going to do a Gabby Will baby just to kind of,
That'd be great if Gabby, I don't know, I hate to say it, but dies in childbirth and they let him raise it as like a modern family type thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I was going to joke about that, you know, when I first heard that Nick was coming back and that I saw that Gabby and Nick were going to have scenes, I was like, there's a Willow Stork Memorial Rock with Gabby's name on it at the beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And I sure hope Nick finds it.
Yeah. But Nick and her are doing really well together. I really, for some reason, I'm actually able to tolerate Gabby again.
Yeah.
But if you ask me if she ended up pregnant by Will, if you ask me, she's going to try to pawn it off just like Sammy did way back when as Chad. Because Chad, what story does Chad have right now?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know.
That would give him a storyline.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it would be following in Sammy's footsteps. So
that would be the only thing that would salvage the Gabby Will Schrump session is that if she actually ended up pregnant, that could be an interesting story. But Because then it would be like Sonny doesn't know they had the little scrum session. So even though he and Sonny weren't together at the time, it would certainly plant questions in his mind of, wait a minute, dude, I thought you were gay. You know, I mean, what's going on here? You know. So that could be an interesting obstacle for them down the road. So I actually, because I, as much as I haven't liked Gabby in the past, you're right. And you're not the only one that said that. I have, you know, some friends who've watched the show for many, many years and didn't like Gabby, and they're liking Gabby and Nick. So
yeah, the only part of Gabby I didn't like was her talking to Nick about Ariana, and I love the fact that they brought Ariana up, but they changed history by saying that Ariana was set up, and I remember specifically Ariana saying that she was not set up. She did do these bad things, and that's why she went to prison. But and I remember Gabby storming into her room saying, "You're doing this again, aren't you?" I mean, it's like a total rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
But I am loving Gabby with Nick. I just don't know. I mean, isn't Nick kind of short term? Isn't Blake kind of?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't say anything about being short term before. I mean,
I thought he had a movie thing coming up soon.
Oh, he's. I mean, you know, but the actors can do it. You know, independent films while they're doing the show. So I would imagine he could do both.
Jan still doesn't like Gabby. She's sorry.
Well, I know a lot of people at Daytime Royalty have been talking about how they'd rather have Tony have been the Demira that came back. Now, wouldn't he have been the ideal person for them to bring back, to bring the two brothers together, the other brother?
Yes.
Come on.
I agree with you on that.
And Tony
should have been brought back. Tony should be here. But you know what? With the writing that I'm seeing on right now, I'm glad he's not the one.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. It's like Teo is universally loved on the show. I mean, whether he's Andre or Tony, he has such a huge fan base. Not just like the rabid hoochies like we are, but, you know, like the and I say that with all, you know, as a term of endearment.
Want him involved in what's going on the show right now?
No, but I'm just saying it would make it better if they had brought back him instead. And, I mean, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to have faith that they're going to turn this stuff around, but it's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to have Tony and Andre. Honestly, Andre would be awesome to have with Kate. They had some really good times back when. I mean, they were the first tango, weren't they? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, they were hot back then, and they were hot when
that was hot.
When he was holding
could you
her
imagine, And could you imagine Stefano? Could you imagine, I mean, Ian did not give Stefano any major jealousy, but could you imagine Andre and Kate?
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah, I think I have imagined those two together. On a regular basis.
Andre and Kate would heat up Stefano like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And people would tune in for that, too.
That would be awesome. So let's see what we haven't touched here so far. Sammy's braid, which I actually liked. I know nobody else did, but I really liked that braid. I kind of wanted to do that to my daughter's hair. I kind of liked her braid. Jennifer's red dress. That was the only thing I could say positive about Monday. I loved her dress with the boots.
Oh, yeah.
It was spot on.
Yeah.
I'm not liking the way Jennifer's acting. I'm not liking the way Daniel's acting, ready to run away. I'm certainly not liking the Nicole storyline. Obviously, I'm not liking the Rafe storyline. Yes, I cussed again, Jan. Sorry.
You're apologizing to Jan for cussing?
Jan's yelling at me for cussing every time I say the word Rafe.
I think Jan can take it. I think she can handle it. I think she can dish it out, too.
Yes, she can. Granny's in power here.
She's surely not defending Rafe. I know Jan too well.
No, no, no. She's telling me that I'm cussing every time I say the word Rafe.
That's funny. I love it. No, I don't
know. Kate had some great scenes this week.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
She did have some good ones.
Yeah, she had some scenes with Chad, and then some scenes with Nick.
Mm-hmm. And she hired Nick.
Yeah, I like the whole twist. I like that twist of her hiring him away from Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Did she actually hire him, or was she just... I saw the scenes where she was talking to him about it. Did they end up recording that on Friday?
I kind of kept falling asleep and happened to rewatch every show, so...
That's not a good sign.
that's how great it was for me. I know some spoilers, if nothing else, that she does hire Nick. I just don't know if she actually hired him yet or not. But yeah, I kept falling asleep during the shows. But I kept watching them. I would rewind and start over.
You're a glutton.
But she had some great scenes with Nick. And you know, Nick could go really far because he's so smart.
Yeah.
He could really help do a lot. And I like the fact that they're bringing back the cosmetic stuff. Loved the fact that Victor brought up the fact of Nicole trying to kill him.
Yeah.
That was pretty classic. I really was awed by the Victor Maggie scenes. Those were, you know, shout out to... Sarah, but those were just, I mean, they were so heartfelt with the, you know, not keeping secrets from each other and all that stuff. Who else did we miss?
Billy had several random scenes. I know
Billy.
They must have had a certain number of guaranteed episodes in her contract because the poor thing, I feel bad for her because they've just underutilized her, but... You know, now she's popping in out of nowhere in scenes, walking through the park. Oh, hi, EJ, or whatever. And, you know, and it's like you can tell they're just sticking her in places. And it's sad. It was not fair to Lisa Rinna for them to do that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then she got to witness the fall down the stairs and was on the phone making 911 calls over Nicole. And she was with Brady at the time. I don't know why Billy and Brady are together, but they were.
Yeah, interesting. Like, they've just been injecting her into some interesting scenes. And then I know she's gone now, so they must have been trying to use up her whatever episodes to, you know, before her before they ended her contract.
Jan's in the chat room saying that she thinks that Nick would have made a better Demir than Chad.
Yeah, that's true. Probably at this point, anyway.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else we've missed. Fashion-wise, the biggest fashion flaw was Nicole this week.
Yeah. Kate looks awesome, of course.
Kate always looks awesome, yes. Best hair was... Kate, mentioning hair, I know that she told us a long time ago her blue streak was going to be gone, but it was still there, but it has totally it's almost invisible now.
Uh-huh.
Unless she pulls her hair back.
Yep.
I was kind of sad to see that the blue streak isn't right there in front.
Me too. But, you know, that's Kate. She changes her hair from time to time, and I love that about her. But, yeah, I have an affection for the blue streak, too. So.
And I know that Kate's running the company for Titan, but who's running Titan? Does anybody know yet? We don't have a mayor and we don't have a CEO, do we?
I thought Brady was, but I don't know. I thought Brady
was. I thought he was running Basic Black.
I don't know. I'm confused. That was another thing I liked about Mardar's writing is everybody had a job and they were all working and doing stuff at the office. And now we haven't seen those office sets for months except for the one room in at Titan.
And Jennifer's office. We see a lot of Jennifer's. Jennifer's office at the hospital.
Oh yeah.
We see a lot of her.
It was just so nice there for a while when everybody was working. They were either working on the campaign, or they were working at Titan and at Mad World and Basic Black.
Or models, or something. They were always working.
And Countess Wilhelmina. Yeah, so...
No, I don't think Victor's running anything, Jen. Jen's asking if Victor's running anything. I don't think Victor's... I think Brady...
Because I think he asked him if he was ready to take it back over, and he said, yeah, or, you know, he thought, you know... So I think Brady is, because Brady's...
I think Brady is, too.
Brady's first order of business was to make Kate the CEO, official CEO of Mad World.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Because I remember Brady.
Now, I remember the hug. I would have liked to have seen Brady and Kate comfort each other with their losses, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get something else. But I'm really bummed about that because I wanted to see those two.
Yeah.
That could have been hot.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
That hug was really pretty good.
I'm trying to think. We got Wilson in there. I don't know. I can't think of any. I'm trying to think of. I can't think of anything else noteworthy.
No, just the coffee house where nobody ever is at. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's always there, but Sonny's not there. Will's not there. I'm not sure there's anybody even working behind the counter.
Yeah, that's true.
Matter of fact, remember Rafe trying to go back to the kitchen to find out where his sandwiches were?
Oh, that's funny, yes. Oh.
There went that bad word again. Sorry, Jim.
You know, only one thing's been on his mind since he saw Sammy in that dress, is, you know, getting her out of the dress.
You know,
so.
As much as I just have to admit that is totally my husband. You know, if he can't get his sandwich, you know, within a certain amount of time, he's going to go find out where it's at. But, you know, Sammy dressing to the hilt even leaves me more to believe that she's playing Rafe trying to get the truth. Because
I hope that's the case. I really
you
do.
Don't,
I know that angle.
She's wearing something where Rafe's mind will be on something else.
Exactly. It obviously is. So...
Obviously, it was.
And then the EJ pop up, you know, on purpose. You know, that, I thought that was kind of interesting that he pops up right then, too. So.
Yeah, I'm still missing the EJ and Sammy scenes, though, but I have a feeling we're coming back soon, hopefully.
I hope.
Hopefully. Does anybody else in the chat room have anything to add? Did we cover everything, people?
Did we cuss enough?
Oh, Cameron Davis is the one who actually delivered the baby for Nicole, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Cameron and...
I didn't see the episode, but I saw a picture on the screen cap of that.
Kenneth is saying, what's happened to the other restaurants like the Cheating Heart and Chez Rouge? The sets have been taken down? I don't know.
Cheating Heart is now the coffee house.
Yeah, the Cheating Heart is the coffee house now.
And
Chez Rouge, I think, is still there, but we just don't see it.
And remember when Skylar couldn't tell us what his specialty was with Cameron Davis?
Yeah.
So is
OBGYN? Yeah,
or,
OBGYN. That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be so mad if they recasted him.
I don't know. Jan did send a link in the chat room that I'm looking at there that says Nathan Owens has joined the cast of Days of Our Lives, and there's a photo of him as medical staff on his ID card. But it looks like he will be a recast of Dr. Cameron Davis. His caption under his photo says, there's a new doctor in town. Stay tuned. Now, see, when it says a new doctor in town, I take that to mean a new doctor in town, not a recast. But I'm just going to cross my fingers because I really like Skylar Yancey, and I really I've enjoyed the interviews I've done with him. I've enjoyed the interviews he's done with other people. And I just really, really hope that he's not leaving, unless it's his own choice, you know. I don't know. I think we've covered almost everything. Brady needs to take his shirt off more.
Well, see, I mean, we had to look at Madison in order to see him half naked for most of last year, so. I was kind of looking forward to some unfettered access to his chest, or maybe having Kate up next to it or something would have been good. But and we have not had shirtless Brady for a while, and I'm going to recall.
There's still speculation that Brady's going to get a girl. He's got to get somebody. Who do you think he's going to get? I know you can't tell the truth,
I think it's going to end up being Kristen.
That's what I was thinking too. But unfortunately, I'm thinking Kristen's going to be using him to get back at Don.
Probably.
I don't know. But it's been lots of fun complaining about everything with you.
Yeah. This has been a great venting session. thanks, Rose, for everything.
Thank you. I always have a great time with you guys, so.
Thanks to everybody.
There's one more thing being brought up in the chat room. And that is the newest rumor mill thing going around. Of course, you know the fan bases. We don't get involved in the fan base wars. But the biggest thing right now on Twitter, which I know you haven't been on Twitter recently, the big thing on Twitter right now is the twins. One of the Johnny twins did land a movie role. So obviously they can't work him as much as they do, you know, because he's under a child law. So he has to,
right.
You know how that. I'm sure you know how that works. But you know, of course, one set of fan bases is saying that Johnny will be Lucas's and head to Hong Kong with him or whatever. And one set is saying that Allie will be EJ's. So that Nick's back, and Nick changed the whole blood test to begin with and was messing around with it, and it was changed, what, 4 or 5, maybe 6 times. So that's the big issue on Twitter right now is the twins.
Well, just
family
because
twins.
A kid gets a movie role doesn't mean he can't do Days of Our Lives.
He can only work on set, and that even sitting there in a chair, he can only work on a set so many hours a week.
Well, the thing of it is, because they're twins, I mean, one can be doing the movie, the other one can be on days a little bit. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I just hope they don't recast them. They're such perfect casting, and we've grown to really be attached to all the kids, Sierra and everything. So.
Yeah, and when's Sierra going to be 16 and driving?
Yeah. So.
and Kenneth. No, Rex and Cassie need to stay where they're at.
Hon.
Love you to death. Had a great conversation with you, but no Rex and Cassie, please.
I agree wholeheartedly on that one.
Kenneth needs to come back. Maybe Mike Horton. Who else could I think of to bring back?
Jill
Sean B. Mimi.
Bill Horton needs to come back for Kate. The Bill Horton that was there a few years ago, played by John Martin, they were hot. Oh my gosh. In the few scenes they sizzled. So that's my next hope, is that they bring Bill Horton back for Kate, and then maybe she gets in a triangle with Steph, maybe like once Stefano realizes she's. You know, that Bill Horton sniffing around, that maybe Stefano starts looking at her again and wanting her back. That would be
And I'm wondering if with Caroline's illness, if Sean D, Chelsea, Belle, I'm wondering if they're going to come back.
I don't know.
I mean, it's totally just up for grabs. It's just one of my hopes because Hope's going to need them. And I know you're just kidding, Kenneth, but no, they can stay on Mars. But I mean, Shaun D, I mean, Hope's going to need her family, her kids, and Bo, well, he'll be off screen, but, you know, we wish Peter Breckle the best, though. I mean, he's really awesome. We're really going to miss him, and we wish him the best, but I think we've covered just about everything.
I think so. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
It's been a high-powered night. We covered a lot of
We even kept it PG-13.
Exactly.
Almost.
All right. Well, thanks everybody in the chat room, too, and everybody that called, Kenneth, for calling in. And we'll follow you on Twitter. He's KBSoul365.
Yep, absolutely. And I will try to get, if you guys will send out a list of your Twitter names on the chat room, I will send out a thank you to you right away so everybody knows who you were.
Awesome.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Rose. Good night, everybody.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.